hardly have to convert the ship even. Six in the corner. Stronger locks, thicker doors, keep everybody where they're supposed to be.
Don't even need more rations.
Hey!
Wait!
You made money, huh?
Count over fists, my friend. Water planets need labor, terraforming crews got a prodigious death rate.
Labor, you mean, slaves.
Well, it wasn't volunteers for damn sure.
That why you didn't have to lay in more rations?
I didn't hear no complaints.
How much money? Lots?
There's a chance you might want to head back to the ship.
I'm all right. This is entertaining, actually.
Yeah? What's entertaining?
I like watching the game.
But with other situations, the key seems to be giving Jane a heavy stick and standing back.
Still, might have to clear out before too much longer. Seems there's a thief about.
Thief?
Took this right off him. And he earned that with the sweat of his slave trading brows.
Now?
Oh, terrible shame. Of course, they won't discover it until they go order their next round of drinks.
Way.
Good drinker, that one.
We do that a lot.
Heard tell, though. I'm gonna stay a while on Persephone.
Shiny?
Yeah? How'd you get land crazy that long in port?
Probably. But I've been staying a long while now, and change is good.
Mm-hmm. Well, ain't that a joyful sight?
Gotta love a sunset.
Starting to get familiar, too. Like a second home.
Persephone ain't home. Too many people we need to avoid. Resupply, look for work, move along. Sniff the air. We don't kiss the dirt.
Wasn't planning on the dirt kissing, sir.
I wouldn't stand for it anyway, Captain. Jealous man like me.
Clothing in.
Planet's coming up with my crest.
That's just because I'm going down too quick. Likely crash and kill us all.
Well, that happens. Let me know. Okay.
Whoa. No, we're good. We're good. It's okay.
My honor, and I hope...
Now there's the smile made of sunlight.
Atherton, how wonderful to see you.
Did you get my message? I was extra appealing.
What a flattering invitation. I had no idea I was arriving in time for the social event of the season.
So, you'll accompany me? I ask, heart in my throat. There's a certain offer I'm still waiting to hear about.
Yes, I imagine there is. I'm delighted to say I'll be there. Now, I'm sorry, Atherton, I have to run.
No, please, I understand. I'll see you soon, Babe.
Gracias. afternoon, Captain.
Morning. We're downing in case Washington will kill us all. Local time's going to be in the a.m., 10 or so.
Yes, I saw that.
My compliance? Atherton Wing. Yeah, he's a regular, ain't he?
I've seen him before.
Oh, I never did. Not what I pictured. Young. Must be rich, too. Afford your rights.
I suppose. He has engaged me for several days.
Days? Boy must have stamina.
He does.
Well, fine. Is he letting you out at all?
Actually, we're attending a ball tomorrow night.
Tell me, do all the men there pay for their dates or just young rich ones with stamina?
Most of the women there will not be companions, if that's what you're asking. Perhaps the other men couldn't attract one.
Hmm. It sounds like the finest party I can imagine getting paid to go to.
I don't suppose you'd find it up the standards of your outings. More conversation and somewhat less petty theft and getting hit with pool cues.
I understand if you need to go prepare for that it's 10 in the morning issue.
Yeah, better go do that, because I think this is more of an evening look.
Looking at the girls or the clothes?
The girls?
The clothes, please.
Hey, look at the fluffy one.
Too much foofara. If I were gonna wear a dress, I'd want something with some slink.
You want a slinky dress? I can buy you a slinky dress. Captain, can I have money for a slinky dress?
I'll chip in.
I can hurt you. The only place I've seen something so nice is some of the things that Nora has.
Oh, we best be moving.
I guess she needs all that stuff. Life she leaves?
Well, sure. Sometimes the customers buy her things. She knows some real rich men.
Come on, these ain't feathers I'm toting here, you know?
I like the ruffles. Now Nora gets to wear whatever she wants.
What are you going
to
do in that rig? Flounce around the engine room? You're like a sheep walking on its hind legs.
Stay on the ship, Captain.
Is she mad or something?
Roger.
Captain Reynolds. Heard you was in town. Thought we might have a bit of a sit down.
Prefer a bit of a piss off.
I'm very sorry. Did I give you the impression I was asking?
Seems to me the last time there was a chance for a little palaver, we were all manner of unwelcome.
This ain't bad.
There's a trick to it. Wood alcohol.
Now we're favored guests. Treated to the finest in beverages that make you blind. So what is it you need?
Excuse me.
There's a local by the name of Warwick Harrow. Got some property he wants to sell off planet. Fetch a higher price.
The local powers won't let him sell off world.
It's a conundrum. All my man Harrow needs himself is a smoke. Willing to cut you in on it.
Why me? You have access to ships. You could do it yourself.
Why deal with me direct? It's taking a rational dislike.
What happened? Is he your face?
He's a quality gent. Nose in the air like you never won Guapi. Don't find me respectable, but you, I think, have got a chance.
You backed out of a deal last time. Left us hanging.
Hurt our feelings.
You recall why that took place?
Had a problem with your attitude, is why. I felt you was... what's the word?
Pretentious.
Exactly. You think you're better than other people.
Just the ones I'm better than. And now I'm thinking that very quality is the one you're placing value on today.
I place value on the fact that the stick up your pigoo is about as large as the one the arrow's got.
How would you even set up a meet? They won't deal with you.
No place it'll be. Safe place. Using some new tech gun scans. High class, too. Wouldn't let me in there. You might slip it. Of course, you couldn't buy an invite with a diamond the size of a testicle. I got my hands on a couple. Of invites. You want this meeting or not?
Colonel Cyrus Mumpson and escort. William and Lady Cortland. Atherton Wing and Inara Sarah.
Roberta, it's been too long. Lao Peng Yong, ni ken chi lai han yong jin shen.
Half the men in this room wish you were on their arm tonight.
Only half. I must be losing my undefinable allure.
Oh, it's not that undefinable. All of them wish they were in your bed.
I'm looking for the boy with the shimmer one.
Oh, she blushes. Not many in your line of work do that. You are a very singular woman. And I find I admire you more and more.
Kaylee!
Not speaking to you, Captain.
Got no need to speak. Come on, got a job for you.
I'm trying to offer you something, you know. A life. If you want it.
Atherton.
You can live here on Persephone as my personal companion.
You're a generous man.
That is not a yes.
It's not a no either. You look gorgeous, dear.
You belong here, Inara. Not on that flying piece of gossip. You see that, don't you?
Atherton, language.
What? Piece of Gosa? But it is a piece of Gosa.
Miss K. Winnet Lee Fry and escort.
Kaylee?
Your backside. Did you see the chandelier? It's hovering.
What's the point of that, I wonder?
Oh, mangoes.
I mean, I see how they did it. I just ain't getting the why.
Girls have the most beautiful dresses. So do I. How about that?
Yeah, well, just be careful. We cheated Badger out of good money to buy that frippery, and you're supposed to make me look respectful.
Yes, sir, Captain Tight Pants.
Okay. I'm looking for our guy, Harrow.
And Inara. We should look for her, right? Just to say hello at her.
Yeah, if we see her. I think she's wearing gold. Okay, help me find our man. Supposed to be older, kind of stocky, wears a red sash, crossbrace.
Why does he do that?
Maybe he won the Miss Persephone pageant. Just help me look.
Is that him?
That's the buffet table.
Well, how can we be sure? Unless we question it.
Fine, don't make yourself sick.
Shake, Captain.
Up, gentlemen. Dishes.
Dishes. Could do with less of them.
Garbage.
Tall card. Plum. Plums are tall.
I'll take two.
Two? No tall card claim.
Speaking of garbage, I'll take three.
Three? Dealer forced to claim the tall.
What do you suppose the captain and Kaylee are doing now? Septic vac.
Keeping stakes up. A place made of solid money like as anything. I'm bold.
Me too. Tall cards around my neck like a weight.
Take it, Shepard.
That's a nice pile of things I don't have to do.
Someone take you. The
one.
Reach in and do it.
Hey, her. She hurt?
Better see to her. It's a bad habit for a fugitive.
Calm down.
Now do that public, get herself hauled off.
Everywhere. Little fans go everywhere.
So, and she didn't harm much. We'll have a few mystery meals.
Okay.
It's okay.
Let me come.
So are we gonna play cards or screw around?
I thought you wanted to spend more time off shift this visit.
Out there, it seems like it's all fancy parties. I like our party better. The dress code's easier, and I know all the steps.
I'd say you do it that.
Don't fall asleep now. Sleepiness is weakness of character. Ask anyone.
It is not.
You're acting captain. Know what happens if you fall asleep now?
Jane slits my throat and takes over.
That's right.
And we can't stop it.
Well, I wash my hands of it. It's a hopeless case. I'll read a nice poem at the funeral, something with imagery.
You could lock the door and keep the power-hungry maniac at bay.
I don't know, I'm starting to like this poetry idea now. Here lies my beloved Zoe, my autumn flower. Somewhat less attractive now that she's all corpseified and gross.
Aren't they something? They're like butterflies or little pieces of wrapping paper blowing around. Hello. I don't, have we been introduced? Oh, I'm Kaylee. Banning. And this is Destro, Cabot, and Zoe. Don't you just love this party? Everything's so fancy, and there's some kind of hot cheese over there.
It's not as good as last year.
Oh, really? What'd they have last year?
Standards.
Who made your dress, Kaylee? Oh, do you like it? When I saw the ruffles, I just couldn't resist. You ought to see to your girl. Shamu? Your girl, she's not very good. She made you a dress that looks like you bought it in a store. Oh. I didn't know.
Why, Banning Miller, what a vision you are in your fine dress. You must have taken a dozen slaves, a dozen days to get you into that getup. Of course, your daddy tells me it takes the space of a schoolboy's wink to get you out of it again. Forgive my rudeness. I cannot abide useless people.
No, thank you very much.
Beg pardon, but would you be Miss Warwick Harrell?
Sir, Warwick Harrell. The sash.
The sash.
It indicates lordhood.
And it's doing a great job. Sir, my name's Malcolm Reynolds. I captain a ship named Serenity. I mention this because I've been led to understand you want to move some property off world. Some property you want to move off world discreetly.
You're mistaken, sir. I'm an honest man.
It seems to me there's nothing dishonest about getting your goods to people who need them.
Whom do you represent?
Represent isn't exactly the...
Don't waste my time.
Fellow called Badger?
I know him. And I think he's a psychotic lowlife.
And I think calling him that is an insult to the psychotic lowlife community. But the deal is solid.
Sorry to interrupt. Sir Warwick, I know you from the club, I believe.
Captain, this is Atherton Wing. Atherton, Captain Mal Reynolds.
Pleased to meet you. Hi, Nara. Didn't realize you were going to this party.
The only party.
And I can see why. How about that floating chandelier? Almost outshines our girl here. Ath. Can I call you Ath? Anara has spoken of you to me. She made a point of your generosity. Given that, I'm sure you won't mind if I ask Anara the favor of a dance.
Of course.
You're a brave man.
I know it's mine.
This dance I think I actually know.
Why are you here?
Business, same as you. I was talking to a contact about a smuggling job, and you came over to me.
You were staring at me.
I saw you, is all. You stand out.
In this company, Captain, I believe you're the one who stands out.
Well, then, maybe I just want to see professional work. Is this the hardest part, would you say, or does that come later?
Give me a call to try to make me ashamed of my job. What I do is legal. And how's that smuggling coming?
My work's illegal, but at least it's honest.
What?
While this, the lie of it, that man parading you around in his arms as if he actually won you, as if he loves you, and everyone here going along with it.
These people like me, and I like them. I like Atherton, too, by the way.
Well, sure. What's not to like? I'm liable to sleep with him myself.
And he likes me, whether you see it or not.
Of course.
He's made me an offer. You may think he doesn't honor me, but he wants me to live here. I'd be his personal companion. I could belong here. Call me pretentious, but there is some appeal in that.
You're right. Got a call to stop you. You got the right to a decent life.
I see Kaylee's here.
Cried Cinderella tears. You should have seen her when I told her she could have that layer cake she's wearing.
I think she looks adorable.
Yeah, but I never said it.
I'm not saying the 804 is hard to repair, it just ain't worth it.
It's a fine machine, you just keep it tuned.
Cyber's sure the extenders ain't braced.
I've been telling them to buy an 8010 for years.
Those extenders snap off, don't matter how good the engine's cycling.
Miss Kelly, I wonder if I could request...
Wait a minute, let her talk, she's talking.
By the way, the 8010's the same machine, they just changed the plating, hope no one noticed.
Possible you're right, this ain't my kind of party. Phone now.
Watch yourself. No need for hands-on.
Excuse me, she's not here with you, Captain. She's mine.
Yours. And she don't belong to nobody.
Money changed hands, which makes her mine tonight. No matter how you dress her up, she's... Oh.
Turns out this is my kind of party.
Oh, Mel.
What? Mel was out of line.
I accept.
That's great. What? There has been a challenge.
I hope you're prepared, Captain.
Well, you all talking about a fight? Well, that's fine. Let's get out of here.
It's not a fist fight, Mel.
The duel will be met tomorrow morning at Kadri Pond.
Oh, why wait? Where's that guard? He collected a whole mess of pistols.
If you require it, any gentleman here can give you use of a sword.
Use of a sword?
Going on?
I'm not rightly sure. What's going on?
Well, first off, you'll be put up in lodgings for the night so you don't disappear. I wouldn't blame you, incidentally. Wing may be a spoiled dandy, but he's an expert swordsman. He's killed a dozen men with a long blade. You're the only one who gave him a reason.
Well, this is a joke.
He'll need a second.
What's that?
I'll take on the job.
He fights if you refuse.
Inara, come with me, please.
Now, you taking on this job, being my second, does this mean we're in business?
It means you're in mortal danger. But you mussed up Atherton's face, and that has endeared you to me somewhat. You might even give him a fight before he guts you.
Inara!
Up until the punching, it's a real nice party.
He's gonna get himself in trouble.
A duel?
With swords? The captain's a good fighter. He must know how to handle a sword.
I think he knows which end to hold.
All right, so we just need to figure out how to get him out of there.
We have until the morning, correct? Do you know what lodging he's in?
No. Oh, this is embarrassing. Some of you seem to be misapprehending my purpose in being here.
You're here to make sure that we don't do what these men are keen on doing.
Penny for the smart lady. Persephone's my home. I've got to do business with the people here. I don't want it known I brought someone in cause this kind of ruckus. We'll just settle in till this blows over. One way or the other.
Jane. I wouldn't.
Why not?
What are you doing here?
Atherton's a heavy sleeper night before a big day. You know, he's got the killing in the morning, then a haircut later.
Such a comfort, having friends visit a time like this.
Well, I know the accommodations would be nice. Atherton doesn't skimp.
I don't suppose I like being kept by him as much as others do. So, how come you're still attached to him?
Because it's my decision, not yours.
Thought he made it pretty clear he's got no regard for you.
You did manage to push him into saying something, yes. Made a nice justification for the punch.
I insulted you. I hit him. Seemed like the thing to do. Why'd this get so complicated?
Well, it's about to get simpler. There's a back door. The desk clerk is on alert. He'll let us out.
Well, I'm not running off. I don't know what you got in your head, but I didn't do this to prove some kind of point to you. I actually thought I was defending your honor, and I never back down from a fight.
Yes, you do. You do all the time.
Well, yeah, but I'm not backing down from this one.
He's an expert swordsman, Mel.
You had trouble with the pillar. How will your death out my honor?
Well, see, I plan on having it be his death. That's why I need lessons. I figure you know how, being such an educated woman and all.
He said not to do anything. He'll join us after he wins the duel.
And what if he don't win?
Doesn't hurt to have a contingency plan, Kaylee.
I'm thinking, since we're unarmed, we should take them by surprise. All at once.
Not necessarily. We can lure one or two of them away. Save from it. Take him out. Be on Badger before he knows what happens.
Only if his attention's elsewhere. What we need's diversion. I say Zoe gets naked.
Nope.
I could get naked?
No.
Who's that? Here, look at me. What's your story, love?
She's just a passenger.
Yeah? Why she told me? She's got a secret.
No, I'm...
Sure. I got a secret. More than one. Don't seem likely I'd tell him to you. Now do it. Anyone off Dighton Colony knows better than to talk to strangers. You're talking about enough for the both of us, though, ain't you? I've known a dozen like you. Skipped off home early, monograph jobs here and there. Spent some time in the lockdown, but less than you claim. Now you're what? Petty thief with illusion to standing? Sad little king of a sad little hill.
Nice to see someone from the old homestead.
Not really. Call me if anyone interesting shows up.
I like her. That there. Exactly the kind of diversion we could have used.
Attack. How did I avoid that?
By being fast like a freak?
No. Because you always attack the same way. Swinging from the shoulder like you're chopping wood. You have to thrust with the point sometimes, or swing from the elbow.
Swinging from the shoulder feels stronger.
It's also slower, Mal. You don't need strength as much as speed. We're fragile creatures. It takes less than a pound of pressure to cut skin.
You know that? They teach you that in Horror Academy?
You have a strange sense of nobility, Captain. You'll lay a man out for implying I'm a whore, but you keep calling me one to my face.
I might not show respect to your job, but he didn't respect you. That's the difference. Inara, he doesn't even see you.
Well, I guess death will solve the issue to everyone's satisfaction.
This Yabunda duel is the result of the rules of your society, not mine.
You are always breaking the rules, no matter what society you're in. You don't get along with ordinary criminals either, which is why you are constantly getting in trouble.
You think following the rules will buy you a nice life, even if the rules make you a slave. Don't take his offer.
What?
Don't do it. Just in the case that it happens, that means he's a fellow who killed me, and I don't like fellows that killed me, not in general. I said before that I don't have a call to stop you, and that's true. Anyways, don't.
Need to get back. He'll be up early.
Right. He's got that big day. Careful, Ath. Here, these things are sharp.
He thinks he's doing well, doesn't he?
I'm toyed.
What's he doing?
I don't fall for that.
This isn't going to take long, is it?
Stay here. Exclusive to you. Just let him live.
He's down.
You have to finish it, lad. You have to finish it. For a man to lay beaten and yet breathing, it makes him a coward.
It's humiliation.
Sure. It would be humiliating. Having to lie there while the better man refuses to spill your blood. Mercy is the mark of a great man.
Oh!
Guess I'm just a good man.
Oh!
Well, I'm all right.
Inara? Inara!
You've lost her, lad. Be gracious.
You set this up, Hall. After I bought and paid for you. I should have uglied you up so no one else would want you.
See how I'm not punching him? I think I've grown.
Well, get ready to starve. I'll see to it you never work again.
Actually, that's not how it works. You see, you've earned yourself a black mark in the client registry. No companion is going to contract with you ever again.
You'll have to rely on your winning personality to get women. God help you. You didn't have to wound that man.
Yeah, I know. It was just funny.
You willing to fight that hard to protect my property? I'll have it in your hold before midnight.
Mighty fine shindig.
The dog's filling the shepherd in on the plan. We're ready to move on your signal. Doc is the diversion.
Did you ever see such a lazy crew?
Captain!
They're hurt.
You get us a deal?
I got a deal. Now get off my ship.
It's all very much for a lovely night, then.
Are you badly hurt?
Oh. We was just about to spring into action, Captain. Complicated escape and rescue op.
I was gonna watch. It was very exciting.
The wine, it's very fresh.
To Kaylee and her inter-engine fermentation system.
Are you in pain?
Absolutely. I got stabbed, you know, right here.
I saw.
Don't care much for fancy parties. Too rough.
It wasn't entirely a disaster.
I got stabbed right here.
You also lined up exciting new crime.
It's good to have cargo. Makes us a target for every other scavenger out there, of course, but sometimes that's fun, too.
I am grateful, you know, for the ill-conceived and high-handed attempt to defend my honor, although I didn't want you to.
Gracious as that is, as I look back, probably should have stayed out of your world.
My world? If it is that. I wasn't gonna stay, you know.
Yeah? Why is that?
Oh, someone needs to keep Kaylee out of trouble. And all my things are here. Besides, why would I want to leave Serenity?
Can't think of a reason.